Well, good evening, everybody. This is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for BIM. I'm calling in from Colorado this evening. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, and appreciate you being on the line here tonight. If you are on the line, that means you love your business. And if you're joining us on the recorded call, welcome. And sorry we missed you live, but glad that you've invested your most valuable asset, which is your time, to join us here this evening. So I'm going to be talking about following up, and there's an old saying, the fortune is in the follow-up. We're going to teach you how to follow up effectively and to make the best use of all of your invitations. So the people that you talk to, making sure that you're following up effectively and leading them through the process correctly. But before we do that, we're going to make some announcements, starting with the Grammy Awards. Purium was the exclusive nutrition product in the gift baskets at the Grammy Awards, and there is no question that we got a lot of bang for our buck with that. It was a huge success. Dave met lots and lots of famous people. On the TV side, he met actors and actresses from Ugly Betty, including Vanessa Williams, our former Miss America. He met folks from CSI, from Glee, from American Idol, Mike and Molly, Heart of Dixie, Biggest Loser, several soap operas. So lots of TV stars there, shaking hands, trying our products, very interested in what we're doing at Purium, and that's going to end up being very valuable to us as we go forward. Also, lots of actors from the movies, including Avatar and Get Smart. He met some singers and all sorts of folks. So I'm excited to, you know, see the photos and share them with you. So we've already had follow-up communications with agents, owners of PR companies, interested in Dave, interested in Purium, wanting to connect celebrities with us, loving what we're doing, people wanting to make reservations to go up to the Oasis Retreat to meet Dave and spend some time. Dave's got a really exciting program, which we're going to be talking a little bit more about, called the Beauties of Business International. He's got dozens of some of the most beautiful women in the world, Miss Italy and Miss Norway and Miss Paraguay and folks that are using our products, and you're going to be hearing more about that as well. So, you know, our job, our goal on the corporate side is to, you know, continue to put these products in front of lots of people and network, just like you network, and have good things happen for us. And, you know, folks like to be associated with famous people. You know, these are people that care about their body. They can take any products they'd like, and when they're taking Purium product, that only is a positive reflection on you and of your business. So lots of good things happening that way. Just so you know, time's running out. Only 2.5 weeks left in the month. We've got the anabolic fast, the core and the complete anabolic fast, as well as the fasting gold packs on special. Those are great programs. We're having tremendous success. And personally, I've been on the anabolic fast. In fact, I broke it tonight, which was my sixth day. So that was my goal. I started on Thursday morning and went 5.5 days and knew that I would break it here on Valentine's Day. So 5.5 days, lost almost 5 pounds in 5 days. Very excited about that and how I felt. Didn't drink any coffee during the fast, which is great for me. So personally, it was an unbelievable experience as far as cleansing and feeling energy, waking up feeling refreshed, feeling lighter, and just feeling better about you know, who I am and what I can accomplish not eating food for 5 days. So if you've not tried it yourself, I certainly recommend it. And if you have tried it, then you need to share that with people that you know, people that you care about, people that you know, need to lose some extra pounds, or even those that are already healthy. Those are the people that will understand the benefit of just having a positive cleanse to clean out the intestines. That's where all disease starts. So anabolic fast, big, big deal, getting tremendous, tremendous success, and people spreading the word on that. The Recruiter Turbocharge promotion, that's the additional $25, $50, and $75 paid out weekly. That is scheduled to end at the end of the month. So make sure that you're enrolling folks here over the next few weeks, handing out gift cards, having success. One of the people who's handing out lots of gift cards is a woman named Virginia McKay out of Mission Viejo, California, and she is this week's winner of 20 free gift cards. I believe she had six cards redeemed this week, six, seven, eight, something like that. Lots of entries into the pool, and we randomly pick one person every week, and they win 20 free gift cards, $1,000 in retail value, a couple hundred dollars in wholesale value. And Virginia, congratulations, she's the winner. So happy Valentine's Day to everybody. The best Valentine's Day present you can give to yourself and those that you love is financial freedom. Ultimately, that is, along with your health, the most important thing that you could do for yourself and do for your loved ones. Freedom is something that allows you to do whatever you want to do. And that's what owning a business, especially a business with true residual income, means. And the way that we do that is through inviting people to learn more about the products, learn more about the business, engage them in the process. And so that's what we're going to be talking about here on our training tonight, is the follow-up. We're in the middle of the month, and you may have heard me talk a little bit about the law of the farm. The law of the farm is first you plant the seeds, then you water the seeds, then you harvest the seeds. And you can't harvest seeds if you don't plant them. Can't harvest seeds if you don't water them. So you got to take care of them along the way. That watering process is a very, very important process in having a good harvest, and that is the follow-up. You know, if you imagine this funnel, we call it pipeline, prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll. It's actually a bit more like a funnel. You put a lot of folks in the top, and then as you go through the process, handing out gift cards, making presentations, following up with people appropriately, getting them in touch with your upline so that they can have conversations about why they should enroll, there will be some people along the way that say no. And that's fine. There's really not a problem as long as you do your best job of exposing the products and exposing the business in the most consistent, powerful, exciting, passionate, enthusiastic way. Let the products and the opportunity tell the story. There will be some people who don't want to get healthier. And that sounds silly, but either they're super healthy, which is unlikely, or they're not ready to change. And so if the timing is not right for them, there's nothing you can do about it. There are some people who are not looking for additional income. Now, maybe because they're super wealthy, that's unlikely. It's probably more that they're not ready to change who they are and what they're doing. People like to control their lives, and the way they control their lives is to not change things. So all you can do is present the opportunity. All you can do is give people the chance to see these products. And, you know, these products are amazing, and they're amazing because of their purity, and it's right in our name, Purium, pure and premium products. And I just was reading some great information about genetically modified ingredients, and you're going to be seeing some Monday morning health minutes from Dave Sandoval about genetically modified ingredients, and it's throughout our entire food supply. It's a huge, huge issue, and importantly, Purium does not use any genetically modified ingredients. And I think when you get this information, you're going to want to share it with everybody you know, because for their health, for their benefits, you're just going to want them to have this information if you care about them. And that's the way that I feel about this company. That's why I love to talk about and promote this company. It's because I believe that these products really make a difference in people's lives. It's what I offered when I owned a spa. It's the only products I offered in my spa. And, you know, I just had the anabolic fast. I feel that much better about who we are and what we accomplish. So if you feel that passionate about it, then you're going to share the opportunity with lots of folks. And now we're going to talk a little bit about how to follow up with people. Now, we use the analogy that you're a tour guide. And we do that because if you've ever been on a tour, most tours are the same. Over and over and over, every single day, tour guide shows up and they point out the highlights of the tour. They have the same corny jokes. They walk through the process the same way. And that's because it's the most efficient way to get somebody through the information. And they learn and they evolve, and maybe each day they learn, you know, one new joke to put in or one thing to take out or to emphasize one thing, because they often get questions about it. And so you can modify and evolve your tour, but in general, it should be almost the same, 90 to 95% the same each and every time. And that way, when you're doing your follow-up, you know where you left them off on the tour, so that that way you know what information they've received, what information they haven't received, what they may still need to hear. So when you do your follow-up and you're talking to somebody, you want to know, first of all, where you left them off. You want to know, you know, what information they've seen first. And the way that we recommend that you invite people to learn about the business is to give them a gift card and direct them to the PureInforFree.com website so they can see the movie about weight loss and anti-aging, get the autoresponders. That is the invitation that we recommend. So now, after they've received the information on that website, they've received the products, they've started taking the products, the autoresponders are starting to work on your behalf, then you're going to be following up. So when you make a follow-up, what are the key things that you want to do to make sure that you're moving people through the process appropriately? The first thing you want to do is know why you're following up. Now, that seems silly, but oftentimes people just call up and they're not clear as to why they are following up. Why would you be following up? Well, you may be asking somebody, what did they receive their product? You may be asking somebody what their experience on the product was. You may be asking them if they're interested in getting more information. You may be asking them if they want to go to a meeting. So you want to understand why you're following up and what you want to accomplish on your follow-up call. You want to know who you're talking to. Now, of course, you're going to know the person's name, but you want to know the context in which you're talking to them so you have the appropriate tone. Are you talking mostly about health? Are you talking mostly about business? Why did they say yes in the first place to accept the gift card and take a look and try the products? You want to know what happened so far and where you want to take them so that you can direct them through the process. Now, when you call and follow up, and I recommend that you use, you know, a phone call, because the automated marketing system is going to be sending emails. So it's not that, you know, emails are ineffective, but it's really impersonal, and you already have emails going out to them on your behalf, so it's a phone call that I think is the most important. Now, if you look at the Association of Sales Executives, they say 81% of all sales happen on or after the fifth contact. So you've got your gift card marketing system that's going to send out six contacts on your behalf, and that's not a coincidence that we chose to put six autoresponders in there, because that does a lot of contacts on your behalf. So as this process goes on, your prospect is going to be warmed up to the idea that these products they're taking are good. They're going to be warmed up to the idea that other people have been taking these products and had good results. They're going to be warmed up to the idea that the gift card marketing system is unique and simple. So you're going to be continuing to have conversations that add to and direct them to more information. So you're going to be validating what they're experiencing. So what I like to do is think of a conversation as step one is questions. So you're going to ask them the question. The person who's in charge of the conversation is the person asking the question. So how have you been experiencing the product so far? What do you think? You know, how do you like them? What do you think of the movie on the website? You know, what can I answer for you? Are you interested in, you know, learning more about the products or about the opportunity? So there are a variety of different questions that you can ask. You want to validate what they've had so far, which is, you know, don't you love, you know, how the products make you feel, or isn't it interesting that X, Y, or Z? And then you want to create momentum and urgency toward the next step, which is, hey, you know what? I would love to get you on our conference call. It's, you know, just tonight, Thursday night, or tomorrow night, or a couple of nights from now, Thursday night, and you can hear from some people, including the owner of the company, Dave Sandoval. You know, he's going to share some great information. Oh, I can't make it on Thursday night. Well, no problem. If you'd like to hear more from the owner of the company, let me direct you to our YouTube site. If you go to youtube.com/PuriumTube, you can watch some awesome videos from Dave Sandoval, and he's going to talk all about the products, and my favorite is his food philosophy. So take a look, go to Purium. You know what, I'll email you that, video. Would that be cool? Sure. Okay, good. Now, this is an important part of the follow-up, is that not only are you sharing information, you know where you want to take that person, and you also set up the next follow-up, the next appointment. So if you email somebody something, you say, great, when do you think you might have a chance to look at it? Oh, I don't know, in the next day or two. No problem, then I'll give you a call on Friday and, you know, see what you think of Dave's food philosophy, because I think you're going to love it. It's a big deal. It's really cool. So that's what it's about. It's about asking great questions, getting great answers. It's about validating what people have liked the most. Isn't it cool that? Isn't it fun that? Isn't it taste good? Isn't it interesting? Did you look at the ingredients? So, you know, you want to show them that good things are happening. Isn't it cool that you got email sent automatically? You know, if the product really works, is there a reason that you wouldn't join? So you're going to be asking questions, leading people along, and helping to narrow that funnel. So you want to narrow the funnel. It starts out inviting them to try something, and then as they try it, you want to get their experience, understand what's working for them and what's not, what additional information they need to hear, so that the presentation continues to get more and more interesting and better and better. So, you know, to me, the MyPurium.com website is the primary source of presentation. It's got our webinar, which is 12 minutes long. There's some great information, product testimonials. So take a look at the website. Understand the value of the website. You know, what information is there? And, you know, put together an email or two that after you call somebody, you can follow up with particular pages that you recommend that they take a look at, so that they have the highest quality, most interesting information for what it is that they're interested in. So, you know, that's where understanding the tools, understanding your tour, understanding the different things that are at your fingertips help to make it easier for people to have a good experience on your tour. So there are a lot of different presentations. Like I say, the main one is our webinar and our website. We do Thursday night calls every week. You might immediately bring somebody to your upline if they're a good presenter and they have a great story. You might take them to a local meeting. I know there are some meetings going on in South Florida on a regular basis. We do big meetings every once in a while. We're going to be doing a big one in New York, a big one in South Florida, probably going to do a big one out here in Colorado sometime soon. So, you know, there are things going on a regular basis where you can put people in front of information. Like I say, the YouTube channel for Purium has a lot of great info. Facebook has a lot of great testimonials. So just depending on the person, depending on your style, you want to start to create a tour that is as much as possible the same every time. So here's what I like to do. I like to do this first, this second, this third, make sure they see this information, this information, this information. And the more that you can make it systematized, the more that even your questions when you follow up are written down or bullet points that you have, then that way you know where people stand and you have a fresh and solid impression of here's person A, here's person B, here's person C. I know that that person B was really excited compared to person A and person C, which leads me to another important point. When you're doing follow-up, I think it's important that you do follow-up calls back to back to back to back if possible. So that's why I love to look at your business, look at my business as a campaign. You know, so I'm going to do a whole bunch of invitations this week. I'm going to get out cards, I'm going to talk to folks, or I'm going to be at a certain place where my goal is to get out 2, 3, 4, 8 different gift cards and get them redeemed and write down the numbers. now I've got a bunch of people that all are going to be receiving products at a similar time. So that way, when I do the follow-up, I can make 3, 4, 5, 8 phone calls all back-to-back-to-back on one night. And then the next, you know, couple days later, 3 days later, 5 days later, I can make a bunch of phone calls back-to-back-to-back, and I can see who's the most exciting, who's calling me back, who's answering my calls, who's emailing me back. All those sorts of things, I can tell who's the most interested and work with those that are the most interested and are the most willing. Now, one of the things that's going to happen is a lot of times if you're making phone calls, you're going to get voicemail. So how do you handle voicemail? Well, there are a lot of different strategies and ideas on how to handle voicemail. I think that depending on the person, if it's somebody you know well, somebody that you communicate with on a regular basis no matter what, then I would just go ahead and leave them a voicemail, check in, tell them what you're calling about. Hey, hope you got your product. Hope you're having a great experience on it. You know, I'll give you a call in a couple of days. If it's somebody that's a more distant prospect, somebody you don't see on a regular basis, I might not leave a voicemail for 2 or 3 or 4 calls. You know, just let it ring, and then if it goes to voicemail, not leave a voicemail because I want to catch them and want to talk to them live. But if I do leave a voicemail, I'm going to leave a voicemail that's going to further the conversation and create a sense of urgency. And I think that's important that you constantly are saying, hey, you know, hope you got your product. Hope you're enjoying your product. We've got a promotion that's ending at the end of the month. I would love to talk to you, get you some more information, and make sure that you've got everything you need to evaluate the company and the products. So, you know, you've set something in their mind as to what is going on and why they should be taking your phone call the next time you call, and you just say, hey, I'll give you a call back in the next day or two. So, you know, they can expect you to call back in the next day or two. It's another thing that's super important about follow-up is you do what you say. So if you say you're going to call them in a day or two, make sure you call them in a day or two. They want to see that you're serious, that you're in the game. So believe me, they're watching you as much as you're watching them. They want to see if you're serious about this business. If you treat it like a business, they know that they're going to get the support that they want and that they need. Now, there's another part of follow-up that's very, very interesting, too, and that's overall long-term follow-up. That's the follow-up where you drip on people, you know, that you may be communicating with on a more indirect basis. It also may be people that have said, no, not right now. The timing is not right for me to make the decision. And so, you know, the example I gave about this new information I just received on genetically modified ingredients. So that may be new information for you that when you get this email coming from the company on the Monday Morning Health Minute, you may want to forward that off to 2 or 3 or 200 or 300 people saying, oh my gosh, you got to check this out. Amazing stuff, terrible stuff going on in our food supply. That's why I've been consuming superfoods, organic, whole food, raw food, live food, green food products that absolutely 100% are not genetically modified. If you want to learn more or try some product for free, let me know. So follow-up is about constantly providing people the information that they need or information that they're not sure they need by creating a sense of urgency. So you want to make it look like you're going somewhere, that you've got a campaign, that you've got energy, that things are happening, that they want to be part of what you're doing. You don't want to go too fast because the prospect might feel overwhelmed, but more often than not, my experience is people go too slow. They're afraid to ask questions. They're afraid to follow up. They're afraid somebody's going to say no. And the reality is that you're never going to make money. You get paid to promote. You get paid to follow up. They say poor closers have skinny children. And that's because one of the most important things ultimately you're going to have to say at the end of your tour is, you know, would you like to join? Would you like to be part of this? Would you like to save money on these products? Would you like to consistently be consuming these? Your products are about to run out. And that's another thing that's great about the gift card marketing system. It only gives 2 weeks worth of product to that person. So they have an opportunity to feel what their body feels like consuming the control weight loss pack or consuming the power of 10, they have a sense of what it's like to have 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, and they're going to go off of that pretty quickly. So by you following up, by you helping them to understand how to get started, by giving them access to the website and the webinar, giving them access to your upline, you know, creating an opportunity to hear Dave Sandoval either live on a Thursday night or on the YouTube channel that we've got, you know, all of that, you're doing them a service. And I've seen it happen so often, even with professional salespeople, with professional networkers, it's amazing how often people don't follow up. And a lot of times I feel deep down, it's just a lack of belief. It's a lack of belief in the product. It's a lack of belief in the opportunity. It's a lack of belief in themselves. Or it's a fear. It's a fear that somebody's going to say no. And if you're talking to lots of folks, if you've got lots of excitement happening, if you've got a campaign and you've got lots of energy and commitment, then, you know, you're not going to be afraid that somebody says no, because people will say no. Lots of people will say no. And your goal is to have lots and lots and lots of people say no. So you got a handful of folks who are really serious that say yes. All you can do is present our products and our opportunity in a fair, consistent, passionate way and give people the opportunity to say yes or no. It's one of the most memorable things I've ever had in my college experience. We had a lawyer come in and, you know, we asked her, you know, what's it like? She was a defense attorney. You know, what's it like to defend somebody that you know is guilty? And she said, you know, I don't worry about the people that I know are guilty, because almost every time the jury finds them guilty. What I worry about is when somebody's innocent, when I have their life in my hands and I know they're innocent, I want to make sure that I tell the story in the best possible way so I can get them off. And that's the thing you should feel is, listen, I really believe that we have products that can help people lose weight. I really believe we have all natural products that can help people's health and a business opportunity that's low cost that can really help people. And if you believe that, then all you have to do is tell that story in a compassionate and passionate, compelling way. And, you know, some people won't get the right answer. The timing won't be right for them, but that's okay. You know, as long as you're excited about it and you know why you joined and you believe in why you joined, then talking to more people over and over and over again, good things are going to happen. So make sure you water those plants. Make sure you plant those seeds first. But if you got some seeds planted, follow up. Provide good new information. And, you know, if you're using the gift card marketing system, you've got a specific period of time in which you can get them to the website, get them excited, you know, and share information. And the tour has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Make sure that you've got your own beginning, middle, and end. Know what questions to ask, what to say, and how to direct them to your upline to help them get your prospects started. So find a partner, partner up, and get into business and make some things happen. So big things are happening again here in February. You know, we've got a lot happening, a lot of success, and be looking for some new photos from the Grammy Awards. So thanks so much for investing your Valentine's evening with us here tonight. Appreciate it. And we will catch you on Thursday night, business opportunity call. I believe we're still doing anabolic fasting calls as well. Tomorrow, I believe even Dr. Mike is going to be on the line doing his monthly call. So we're constantly providing information, and, you know, we just need you to promote. So have some fun. Hope you learned something, and we'll catch you Thursday night. Bye now.